Quest.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three grants for your consideration. The first one is the Delaware Community Foundation on behalf of the Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club for their Flags for Heroes project is requesting $1,000. Each $500 donation sponsors a flag and to honor a military member, first responder, or other hero, past and present. The flags will be placed around the circle along 404 at Del Tech and across from the Millsboro Post Office the week before and after Memorial Day. Last grant received was $600, which was $200 from Mr. Wilson and $100 each from Mr. Vincent, Mr. Arlette, Mr. Cole, and Ms. Deaver.
Pleasure, Council.
Let's just change the name from Deaver to Burton and do the same thing.
Have a motion, Mr. Cole.
I will second that.
Second, Mr. Arlette, to grant $600 to the Delaware Community Foundation for the Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club's Flags for Heroes project, being $200 from Councilman Wilson and $100 from Councilman Cole, Councilman Burton, Councilman Arlette, and myself. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I believe yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one is the Indian River School District. There's no specific amount requested, and for the grant is on behalf of their Odyssey of the Mind team to attend the World Final competition in Michigan State University May 23rd through May 28th. The cost for each student to attend is approximately $1,300. Three teams will be attending for a total of 18 students. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Arlette and Mr. Cole.
I'll make that motion.
So, I'll second it.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlette.
I apologize.
It's $1,000, $500 each. Now, Mr. Arlette, question.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to clarify.
Hey, we take a vote.
What?
Go ahead, sir.
$1,300 per student.
Correct.
Right.
And there are 18 students. A whole lot of money.
That's correct.
Is that a correct statement?
That's a correct statement.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to reaffirm what the numbers are.
It takes a lot of money. You're correct. Yeah.
Mr. Arlette, why don't we make it a total of $1,300 and at least support the cost of one student. They're doing fundraising, so we'll for this, and we'll at least make the cost for one student.
So you're rescinding
you rescind your second.
I'll rescind my second.
So grant $1,300 being $600 from each of you.
Yes.
So the Sussex County Council will adopt one person. There you go. I will second the $1,300.
Cole second, Mr. Arlette, to grant $1,300 for this project in your school district. $650 from Mr. Arlette's account and Mr. Cole's account. Question on the motion. We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
And I want to say yes and congratulate world. This is the world, so this is a big deal. So congratulations.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will get motion carried.
You want to do more?
Next, ma'am.
Okay, the last one, Community Integrated Services. They're requesting $1,645 for their Sussex County Employment Expansion Enhancement. The mission of CIS is to empower people with disabilities through individualized employment opportunities that foster self-sustainability, equality, and community. The major portion of this funding comes through state contracts. Although based in Middletown, Delaware, in fiscal year 2015 and 2016, they served 64 individuals in Sussex County through the Delaware Division of Vocational Rehabilitation and 47 individuals through the Delaware Division of Developmental Disability Services. There have been no past grants to this agency.
And they requested $1,645?
Correct.
So I'll make the motion to take out my accounts bank account.
Okay.
I'll make
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, or motion, Mr. Cole,
I'll
second, Mr.
Motion.
Wilson, to grant $1,645 to Community Integrated Services for Expansion Enhancement in Sussex County out of my accounts bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Out of respect for you, Mr. President, I don't know the details of this group, but out of respect for you, I will say yes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried.
Out of my respect for you.
Thank you, sir. Proposed ordinance introduction, Mr. Rutt.
Yes, there are four to be proposed. First is in Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an amendment to ordinance number 2378 for conditional use number 1963 for campground to amend condition of approval number 9 relating to parking of park model RVs and campground food trailers to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 54.33 acres more or less.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
Next is in Mr. Arlette's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an amendment to ordinance number 1533 for conditional use number 1446 for a landscaping business with outdoor storage to request an amendment to condition number 3 regarding hours of operation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 5.0 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Arlette introduces it.
Next is in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for automobile and truck sales, service, and repair to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 1.01 acres, more or less.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
And lastly, this is also in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 13.063 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
That's all.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments? Council member comments?
No, I just, this morning, Mr. President, I met with a couple of people from the City of Lewis, and we chatted about different various things, and just a little tidbit. I think they've talked to Mr. Burton, and I think they touched on a TID, our sewer agreement we just talked about today, and some other things in general. So nice Good. Little chat.
Any more comments from council?
Yeah, I just wanted to be thankful again for our fire services. You know, there was one of our local businesses in District 5. The building would burn down yesterday, and tough loss for a local family and a business. And I just, I know there was a lot of people involved with that effort, and I just wanted to thank them publicly.
Thank you, sir. Any more comments from council? I would like to, again, thank Mrs. Jennings, Mrs. Roth, and Mr. Lawson for your budget presentation, and I think it was well put together. I think you thought about a lot of things, and it's going to be a good budget this council, I think, and this county. So thank you for that. And then motion to go to executive session for land acquisition.
So moved, Mr.
Motion
President.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Second.
Mr. Arlette, to go to executive session for land acquisition. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I would yes. We're now in executive session.
Mr. President. The time it's going to take to provide an update on land acquisition, it may be appropriate to stay here and ask the council chambers to clear, since we don't have many people here.
That's fine. We can stay right here. Okay. We're good.